Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, December 3rd, 2017 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, Proudhon uses a phrase in his second memoir, A System of Absolute Association, which I find multiply useful. It reminds me of what Nikola Tesla emphasized, that the mind must be free to make its necessary connections, not those of the global statesman, but along with the mind's unstoppered flow. Proudhon and Prince tell us the body must go. All who consciously align with love agree we must be free, absolutely. Which means, for one thing, thinking through what it means to be free and fostering that discussion in our networks. For while our hearts are with Corsica this morning, today, as she takes a step toward freedom via elections, and I want to make note of a comment in a December 2nd, 2017 New York Times article about this. Someone said that first Corsicans, before they can seek independence from France, must feel assured about material security. This reminds us that there is an equivalence between freedom and leisure, which means we can only achieve it, freedom, globally. At heart, we are all poets, we said. We all have our songs to sing. But to realize that vision in which we all sing them, our golden age returned, we must unite globally. We must have each other's backs to have it, our time of milk and honey, our ease, our unfettered creativity. No wonder then that they want us constantly fighting these global statesmen. That life we all will lead, they wanted for themselves exclusively, while we, by their dark lights, for them to have their lives of forcibly made rare leisure, we must be kept insecure disinfinitely. We should be planning individual abundance. Instead, they train their war machinery on us. Surveillance, deception, EMF weapons. I've never heard this discussed on the left. Despite the fact that Prince, his whole life, has been telling us this. For instance, in that song, New Power Generation, which poses this dichotomy, war, leisure, perfectly. He says this explicitly, lay down your funky weapon, come join us on the floor. Making love and music's the only things we're fighting for. Which resonates even more loudly when you know that he's talking about Nikola Tesla's EMF weapon and is being tortured with it by the global statesman. I've never heard this discussed on the left, that continuous war is being waged on us. Granted, the class age of power organized into a global state is a new animal, one formed in desperation in order to, they hoped, deal with the unassailable argument of Proudhon. As he says, quote, a year ago, this idea of social equality received a scientific demonstration, the book What is Property, which has not yet been satisfactorily answered and, permit me to add, never will be. Unquote. The power guys knew he spoke true. Wherever his argument was seriously discussed, there were seeds planted for the end of the class system. Quote from Proudhon. That includes what I just said. The idea of social equality, even in individual fortunes, has in all ages besieged, like a vague presentiment, the human imagination. The people governed by it never have had faith in it. And the civil power, the state, is never more disturbed than by the fables of the age of gold and the reign of Astrea, goddess of justice. A year ago, however, this idea received a scientific demonstration. Again, he's referring here in his second memoir to What is Property, which has not yet been satisfactorily answered, and, permit me to add, never will be. This demonstration, owing to its slightly impassioned style, its method of reasoning, which was so at variance with that employed by the generally recognized authorities, and the importance and novelty of its conclusions, was of a nature to cause some alarm. To find the law, and by the law means given by the infinite, i.e., we were born with it, to find the law of equality, no longer in charity and self-sacrifice, which are not binding in nature, but in justice, to base equality of functions upon equality of persons, to determine the absolute principle of exchange, to neutralize the inequality of individual faculties by collective force, to establish an equation between property and robbery, to change the law of succession without destroying the principle, to maintain the human personality in a system of absolute association, and to save liberty, and that's his word for freedom, from the chains of communism, to synthesize the monarchical and democratic forms of government, to reverse the division of powers, to give the executive power to the nation, and to make legislation a positive, fixed, and absolute science. What a series of paradoxes! What a string of delusions! If I may say so, what a chain of truths! Man's instinct cannot err, as in liberty, exchange of functions leads inevitably to equality among men. So commerce, or exchange of products, which is identical with exchange of functions, is a new cause of equality. As long as the proprietor, the owner of capital, does not labor, i.e., but rather manages, they tell themselves, or leads, however small his income, he enjoys a privilege. The laborer's welfare may be equal to his, but equality of conditions does not exist. But as soon as the proprietor becomes a producer, since he can exchange his special product only with his tenant or his commandite, sooner or later this tenant, this exploited man, if violence is not done him, will make a profit out of the proprietor and will oblige him to restore, in the exchange of their respective products, the interest on his capital. So that, balancing one injustice by another, the contracting parties will be equal. Labor and exchange, when liberty prevails, lead, then, to equality of fortunes. Mutuality of services neutralizes privilege, i.e., my interjection, we need each other. An objective, obvious, demonstrable fact. Continuing. That is why despots in all ages and countries have assumed control of commerce. They wish to prevent the labor of their subjects from becoming an obstacle to the rapacity of tyrants. The principal cause of the evil lay in the accumulation and immobility of capital of all sorts, an immobility which prevented labor enslaved and subalternized by haughty idleness from ever acquiring it. Unquote from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon, and that is the second memoir of What is Property? When we consider, encouraged by Proudhon, the issue of work and leisure or haughty idleness from the perspective of our inherent equality, the effect is seismic. Quote from Proudhon, no, there is no real superiority among men, since all talents and capacities are combined never in one individual. This man has the power of thought, that one imagination and style, still another industrial and commercial capacity. By our very nature and education, we possess only special aptitudes which are limited and confined, and which become consequently more necessary as they gain in depth and strength. Capacities are to each other as functions and persons. Who would dare to classify them in ranks? The finest genius is, by the laws of his existence and development, the most dependent upon the society which creates him. Who would dare to make a god of the glorious child? It is not strength which makes the man, said a Hercules of the marketplace to the admiring crowd. It is character. That man, Hercules, who had only his muscles, held force in contempt. The lesson is a good one, Prolétaire. We should profit by it. It is not talent, which is also a force. It is not knowledge. It is not beauty which makes the man. It is heart, courage, will, virtue. Now, if we are equal in that which makes us men, human beings, how can the accidental distribution of secondary functions detract from our manhood, humanity? Remember that privilege is naturally and inevitably the lot of the weak, and do not be misled by the fame which accompanies certain talents whose greatest merit consists in their rarity and a long and toilsome apprenticeship, unquote, from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. So we see how force, coercion, reverses the natural order of things, balance, mutual aid, interdependence, for the weak to be privileged or supported. And I agree with Eric Fromm that weakness is a temporary condition. Today, I need help. Tomorrow, you. To provide the space, the support, and the privileging of weakness provides the space for growth or recovery. This benefits all of us. This harmonization. Society as a whole grows stronger. We are all equal in possessing gifts from the infinite and in wanting to develop them. And their wide and various distribution among us makes us interdependent. We grow individually and collectively as we associate. And I want to think more about that collectively grow as we associate, because it speaks to our present moment. This comes to mind because of our opening comment about Corsica, all those actual nations that are seeking independence from those states that hold them as subjects. Because we want to think about what fosters, even as we bond with our tribes, however that's defined, we want to think about the advance of humanity as a whole. And this is how the issue of our association collectively across nation allows for the exponential increase in our development as human beings. This evolutionary or restorative sense of the word association by Proudhon, he's able to extend precisely because of his method of reasoning, beginning at the beginning, at what we are as human beings inherently. Class-justifying treatises always begin with the state, with the requirements of rule, the requirements of class itself. Proudhon, as with Nicola and Alice and Prince, is a bridge between this false social arrangement of class to the next, honest one, based on freedom, which Proudhon has shown us is the blood that flows from equality between us. While power exists, it will sow dissension, insert its agents, cause conflicts between us, write the policies to police us that are based on the conflicts they cause. And we are caught in the trap they set, its endless cycle of abuse, abusiveness, until we see that we can have each other's backs and step out of it. A system of absolute association. Let's continue to think about this, what it implies for our transition to freedom, for how we establish the foundation for our lives in freedom, and for what that foundation is.